Greetings, Senator Carney, Representative Moonen, and honorable members of the Judiciary Committee. My name is Jan Collins. I'm Assistant Director of the Maine Prisoner Advocacy Coalition, and I am here to support LD 1603, an act to implement recommendations of the committee to ensure constitutionally adequate counsel. MPAC's mission is to support Maine's incarcerated citizens, their families and friends in their struggle with Maine's criminal justice system. Our purpose is to reduce Maine's use of incarceration by creating a criminal justice system that is ethical, humane, and restorative in nature. First, I would like to thank the committee to ensure constitutionally adequate counsel for their thoughtful deliberations last summer and fall, and for this bill, the product of those hearings. The composers of the Bill of Rights were informed by their experiences under the excesses of British rule and the trampling of legal rights during the revolution. Their experiences led them to ensure a fair legal system. It is our responsibility to make sure those protections are not eroded. The hearings last year revealed the lack of policies, training, and guardrails that led to an unprecedented number of privileged attorney-client phone calls being recorded and sometimes listened to by jail staff and even prosecuting attorneys. Franklin County, where I serve on the Board of Visitors of the County Jail, was among them. Although the investigating reporter who revealed the story only covered a few counties, the recording of phone calls is likely not limited to those counties. Granting that most, if not all, of these recordings may have been inadvertent, the number of times that these violations occurred showed a lack of vigor in protecting the rights guaranteed by the Constitution. The bill requires that policies be established for all facilities, that staff be trained in those policies, and that lists of protected phone numbers be readily available and consulted. Most importantly, it places into law consequences for the recording of conversations that the individual should have known were protected. This bill is essential to safeguarding the rights of the accused and the protections provided by the Bill of Rights. I urge you to support passage of LD 1603. Thank you for your consideration. I would just like to add to that my own experience as someone who visits regularly in prisons. Not only when I receive a phone call from prison, I get a message at the beginning that says my conversation will be recorded. Not because I've done anything wrong or because I'm suspected of anything, just because I am receiving a phone call. When I text, all of my texts are also recorded. When I visit at the visiting desk, there is a recorder underneath a protective cover on the desk. Again, not because I've done anything or I'm suspected of anything, but because I'm visiting, because I'm texting, or because I'm calling. All of those are recorded in a system with the Department of Corrections, all of them. And each one of those is connected to accounts that the prisoners hold. In other words, any financial transaction is also tracked and coordinated with phone calls, texts, or visits. So there is a way to know if I am making any deposit on someone's account and the conversation that would be associated with that. I have no problem with that information being used in criminal investigations. I do have issue, when the department who has told me that they have read my text uses that to track whether or not I'm saying anything negative about the department, and then using that information to exclude people from the facilities. Just wanted to put that on your horizon. Any questions?
Questions? Senator Reagan.
Is it your experience that people have been excluded from these facilities on the basis of negative comments they made about the department?
And it is.
Could you speak a little bit to that? I know that's a little bit of a rabbit hole. off the bill, but
yeah, so I'll leave it up to the chair about whether or not that's okay for me to go ahead and answer, but
do a short answer.
Okay, a short answer would be that yes. An example, an individual who made a criticism about case management at Main State Prison was then banned from the facilities, even though they worked as a volunteer within the facilities and did a lot of really good work there. So that's an example, but there are others.
Senator Moriarty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On this problems, we have a large bill and a complex one like that. As to your last point, are you maintaining that your criticisms are constitutionally appropriate?
I am not an attorney, so I could not say that. My understanding is that they are not protected.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you very much.